Hello, guys. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining in to the show, The Experience, tonight. Thank you for joining in to listen. I am Val. I am covering for my cousin, my favoritest of all, one of my favoritest of all, Riri. I need you guys to do me a favor. Sit back, relax. We have an amazing, amazing experience for you. Make sure you share the love, share the live. This is going to be a touchy but filly subject that we're going to speak about. So I hope you guys are ready. Come on in. The show, The Experience, starts now.
And now a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's finest King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, the Princess Lovely, and DJ Wells. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining in. I am excited to be here. I am very, very excited to be here. This is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. So I hope you guys have an open mind as we are speaking about this today. Giving honor to my cousin who is off today, right? It's good to go ahead and take off, right? She is off today. All is well. We're sending loves. We're sending thumbs up and positive vibes to Ree as she is off today. But we are keeping in tune with mental health. If you guys are watching the series, it is an amazing series that comes on through Monday nights that Ree is doing. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited to be here is because I am dealing with a failure. And we'll discuss that a little later. I am dealing with a failure who had to go through the system and was given a diagnosis at a young age. So guys, we're going to sit back. We're going to just conversate. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to drop it down inside of the chat. If you guys want to speak about anything, be sure to drop that down in the chat as well. Mental health, especially in Philadelphia, and I'm not just saying that because I live in Philadelphia and because I worked in that field for many years, is on a rise. With so much going on, it's pretty much around the corner. So many people are being diagnosed. They're being misdiagnosed. They are being given a diagnosis that does not fit accordingly. Our children are getting diagnoses going into the prison system right off of the bat because, you know, they pretty much feel like, hey, if you're going into the system, then you have a problem. And it was amazing when I sat back and I was reading, because I read a lot, especially up on this. And, you know, this is some of the stats and some of the things that I was reading in June. This is what I'm going to tell you guys is from June of 2020 is astounding. 40% of the United States adults report that they struggle with mental health and or substance abuse. Now, that is just the reporting. Those are not the ones that suffer in silence. Those are not the ones that that do not let anyone know. okay? And 1 in 6 of the U.S. youth ages 6 through 17 experience a mental health disorder every year. Every year, guys. 1 in 6. So if your child is in a classroom full of 24 kids, at least 4 of them experience some sort of mental health a year. That is a lot. Where does it stem from? How does it happen? There's no one to blame at all. But how can we speak to our children to let them know that they are not alone, that we love them, that we are there for them? Half of all lifetime mental illness begins by the age of 14 and 75 by the age of 24. And when I think of that, I'm like, wow, right? When you're 14 years old, you're just entering into high school. The pressure is on. You're trying to figure yourself out. You probably haven't had your cycle yet. For the boys, you're trying to figure out where you belong. Do I play basketball? Do I play football? Do I do this? You know, what team should I join in on? It's so much pressure. And then by the age of 24, we're just finding ourselves or learning ourselves or getting to know ourselves or figuring out what it is that we want to do. And instantly, we're diagnosed with something because we are unsure. We have those unsure moments. So I just wanted to open it up to let you guys know exactly what it is that we're going to be speaking about tonight. Please know that we are streaming live right now on all of our YouTube channels. If you are on the Sister chat, or if you're following Lovely, or if you're following the TKBSDS Pride, whatever it is that you are following, we are there. We're also on our .com, guys, tkbsdsproductions.com. This is also streaming live there, okay? And don't forget, you can aux us, put us in your ears, okay? We have some excellent information, some telephone numbers to give out to you guys, some email addresses to give out to you guys, and then my personal story that I absolutely love. Hi, Kazel. Y'all, Kuzo was in the front. Please give her some love and some thumbs up. Kuzo, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to fill in for you today. This is very, very, very near and dear to me because of my situation with my failure. And I'm just so excited that I'm here to talk to someone, to speak to some mothers, to speak to some fathers, to speak to some brothers, to speak to some nieces and some cousins, because mental health affects the entire family. When you're dealing with someone who has a mental health issue, it affects the entire family in a certain way. And for many, many, many months when I dealt with my failure and with everything that she had to go through, I felt like I was alone from the mother standpoint. I felt like there was nobody who knew what it was that I was going through. There was nobody who understood what I was going through. And I was left to then almost get diagnosed with something, with a PTSD, you know, with anxiety disorder that is given on me, but I refuse to accept the diagnosis. So I'm glad you guys are here. Kazo, I'm glad you allowed me to do the show. And we're going to go back into the 7 things that I just found that was just mind-blowing when I read it. And this is from 2020 stats, okay? So number 4, depression alone cost the nation about $210.5 billion annually. Not that I care how much it costs, because if someone needs help, let's help them. But that's the coinage that they put on it. So it's no longer let's help the family. Now it's you know, people are getting turned away from the help that they need and from going inpatient if they need the inpatient services to help them be able to habilitate and maintain because there is a dollar point on it. Number five, the average delay between onset of mental illness symptoms and treatment is 11 years, which means, again, you see, guys, the stats said at age 14, right? Let's go back up to number three. At age 14, the mental health illness begins. And then at 24, 75% is at 24. So that's about a 10-year gap, which goes back to number five, to the onset. So at the two biggest stages of our lives, we're mentally going through something and somebody cannot make it through. Number six, suicide is the second leading cause of death among people ages 10 through 34 in the United States, and the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Now, I just want to park right there for a minute. Okay, I want to park right there for a minute. If you guys are joining in, if you guys are listening, please, please, please say hello to me. Please share the love. Please share the live. Okay, thank you guys so much. So to know that that is the stats and to know that suicide is so pertinent, right? To know that suicide is so pertinent and that suicide is number 10. Guys, when you think of the 10 biggest things or the 10 best things, right? It's just like, wow. And that hurts my heart. And I'll tell you guys why it hurts my heart. My daughter was diagnosed with PTSD 3 years ago. My daughter is a failure. My daughter tried to commit suicide. She tried to commit suicide because she failed the 10th grade. Now, many people out there want to know what it is that you look for. What do you look for? You know, is there certain signs? There is no book. There is no mental health book for dummies. You guys know the dummy series. There is no mental health books for dummies. So to me, it appeared as if my daughter was just being a teenager. She wasn't listening, of course. She barely was doing her homework and doing, you know, those things, the normal teenager stuff. So there was a series of events that happened inside of my daughter's life that led up to this happening. So when I sit now and when I think about all of those things, it makes it clearer. And I have, as a mother, a better understanding because, guys, many of you know, and many of you might not know, that I've done drug and alcohol treatment for years. For 13 years, I was a drug and alcohol intake worker. I fought with the doctors to get people into treatment. I sat with the psychiatrists to document and call to get psychiatric help for clients. I signed them up for outpatients. And, you know, I was there. But it's something different about when it is yours and it is directly in front of you in the manner that we deal with it. So seeing the clients that I dealt with every day, whether we had to involuntarily, which is a 302, or voluntarily, which is a 201, them into treatment or sign them up for outpatients, it did not dawn on me that my daughter was also projecting those same behaviors. And I tried to get my daughter on, guys, because I really wanted her to come on. Her Mondays are normally free. She's going to reach out to Aunt Ree so she can come on and tell her amazing story, because there are teenagers that needs to hear her story. So when this incident happened with my daughter, like I said, there was a series of events that led up to it. Her grandmother passed away. Her auntie passed away. Her other auntie passed away. Her grandfather passed away. And it was just so much. It was back to back things that happened to her. And she suffered from impulse control. She was all over the place. And one last thing, we all know the straw that broke the camel's back, right? Right? Because we hear it all the time about the straw that broke the camel's back. Well, that was the straw. One of those were the straw that broke the camel's back with my daughter. And that was her failing the 10th grade. And amongst other things, you know, and speaking to her and asking her if she's okay, if she needs help, you know, and no, I'm okay, I'm fine, yada, 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 you know, things like that. And then finally, boom, right? Here comes the boom, the big boom. And, you know, she wrote a letter and, you know, she did some things, you know, took some, my disclaimer. I'm always here for it. Many of you guys don't know my disclaimer. And that just means that I am an open book. So whatever it is that we have to talk about or whatever it is that we have to converse in order to get across, I'm here for it. I'm always ready, willing, and able. So finding my daughter and then knowing that she took bleach and muscle relaxers, and she did a little concoction, you know, and I had to, I literally found her on the floor lifeless. Once we took her into treatment and they diagnosed her with all of these things, she had to stay the inpatient. She had to do the inpatient treatment. She had to do the outpatient treatment. She had to do the partial hospitalization. And I can say right here, right now, in our community, in the African American community, a lot of people are ashamed to seek help. And because they are ashamed to seek help, when it has to do with their children, they're even more ashamed to go out to say, we need help. That wasn't the case for me. I reached out. We got her the help that she needs. My daughter graduated on time. Not only did she graduate on time, she is now a freshman in college. And to God be the glory, because she is on track. She is more focused than ever. And, you know, she is doing exactly what she needs to do to survive. So I'm so happy for that. So the fact that they state here about the children and the ages of the children is just like, my God. Because I was in that era. I was in that mix. Now, does that make me fearful? Because it stated that 75% also, you know, shows up by the age of 24 and my daughter hasn't gotten there yet. Am I fearful for the fact that maybe it will onset and it will happen again, that there will be a relapse? No. We're just going to continue to keep her in treatment. We're going to continue to give her the resources that she needs. And I encourage you guys to do the same thing, to be there, to speak to your loved ones. It doesn't have to be a child. It can be a cousin. It can be an uncle. It can be an aunt. They just need a listening ear. Because when your body is going through so much and you can't control what's going on inside of you, you're all over the place. We're all over the place if we are imbalanced in a way. So just for this, guys, there's so many things that you can do. There are so many things that you can do. There are so many ways that you can help. So we're going to just briefly continue on with, you know what we're going to do? I wanted to play a song really, really quick. Is that okay, guys? I wanted to play a song, and this song is a song that my daughter was given. Let me pull it up, guys. This song was a song that my daughter was given, and I love it, right? She was given this song while in treatment, and the song is absolutely beautiful. And this was a song that we would listen to almost every morning while she was getting ready for treatment. And it doesn't even have to be in the midst of depression, right? Just period with what it is that you are going through. I hope you guys are enjoying this. And I am so grateful to be here. But guys, I want to play Rise Up by Andra Day. I absolutely love this song, and this song helped me as well as helping my daughter get through that dark phase with what it was that we were going through. So I thank you guys for joining in to listen. Kazo, I thank you so much for allowing me to be here on your platform. I do not take it for granted. Guys, here is Rise Up by Andra Day. And know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you are dealing with, no matter what your family member is going through right now at this precise moment, no matter if they're in treatment, if they're at a crisis response center, if you were trying to 302 them, no matter what, guys, we will rise up and rise above. And here's Rise Up by Andra Day. Thank you guys for joining in to listen tonight.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. You can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh, mountains. We gon' walk it out and move on day. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up. Silence is in quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Ooh, mountains, bring it to its feet. Ooh, mountains. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. For that we have each other, and we will rise, we will rise, we will rise, oh, 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 we'll rise. I'll rise up, rise like the day. I'll rise up in spite of the age. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
Absolutely love y'all. I love that song. It's a very, very, very beautiful song. Hi, James. Thank you so much for coming in. Hi, bro. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This is Ree's platform. So this is Listen. I thank you guys so much for joining in. And the topic of the month was mental health. So we are discussing mental health. We are discussing how important it is to be for our family and for our loved ones. And I have a special connection to this. So I'm just so excited to be here. And that was one of the songs, guys, that my daughter listens to every morning. Every morning. That was a song that she listened to every morning. And, you know, by her listening to that song, it gave me the strength to continue to go on. So, guys, listen, we have some numbers for you guys, right? So we're going to pay a bill really quick. We still have some more stats coming up, and we have some numbers to give you guys. So I'm glad that you guys are here. Yes, I am filling in reference to mental health with our youth, and I experienced it firsthand with my daughter. So yes, I have a failure, y'all. So I am so excited. I am always excited to say that I have a failure. My failure will be coming on. Not tonight. We're going to get her to come in so she can tell her story as well. But listen, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go pay a bill, and we will see you guys in one moment. Thank you so much for joining in.
SNB Logistics, for your car hauling services. Based out of Fairfax, Virginia, located in Delaware. SNB Logistics LLC is currently looking for a Class A CDL driver with at least 1 year experience for local runs, coming out of Delaware home every night and off on the weekends. For more information, please call or text 833-639-7543 extension 3. And don't forget, call us for your car hauling services.
Hey, so glad that you guys are back. We have an amazing, amazing, amazing sponsors. So make sure you guys are checking in and listening to our sponsors. That's here, you know, on the show, and that runs on the show. Okay, so it's a very emotional night. So, you know, you guys have to excuse me. But I am so happy to be here with you guys, and I'm so happy to share this information. So let's move on, and let's go back into the 10 most surprising facts in 2020. These are the stats from 2020. Okay, so we did, you know, suicide is the second leading cause of death amongst young people ages 10 through 34 in the United States, and the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. So every year for the past 3 years, excluding last year, Kenaya's Walkers, we walk for suicide, the Commit to Live Walk. The Commit to Live Walk is a walk that takes place behind the Art Museum. And guys, to be there and to see the ages of people, of children, you know, as early as 5 and as early as 6 that did not make it, was heartbreaking, was very, very heartbreaking. And as we're walking, guys, so listen, look it up. I would love for you guys to join us. Prayerfully, this October, we will be able to do it. It is the first Sunday in October. It happens every year. And we walk, y'all. We walk, and we walk for the lives of the ones who did not make it. And we walk for the survivors. And it's just so awesome to be around people. But it's very sad to see pictures of people that 6 years old, 5 years old, 4 years old, who suffered from mental health and had these problems and suffered from anxiety and, you know, and things of that nature, from maybe bullying or whatever the case may be. And they just could not contain themselves and thought that it was over. and they would rather just end it. It was so sad. So I'll never forget one year, guys. We were walking, and this young lady walked up to us. And yes, please join us, guys. Kanaya's Walkers will walk. We will be there, and we will walk. This young lady came up to my daughter, and, you know, they have certain colors that you wear, the purple, the pinks, and things like that. And came up to my daughter and, you know, was talking to me and my daughter, and we were just talking to her. And I said, you know, I said, my daughter is a failure, you know, and that's why I am so, like, I love the fact that I will say proudly that my baby is a failure. And the hug that she gave my daughter was, y'all, if I can bask in that hug every day, and sometimes that's all you need. Is that hug. Sometimes that's all they need to know. Like, it's okay. And, you know, she hugged my daughter so tight, and she said, you keep failing. Wow. Right? You keep failing. Normally when somebody fails, you're like, mm-mm. She looked my baby right in the eyes, and she said, you keep failing. Because the more that we see you here, every year that we see you here, we know that you failed. And we're glad that you're a failure. Y'all, it was awesome. It was awesome. And through therapy, because we had to do therapy, and my daughter, she's still inside of therapy. And through therapy and you know, things of that nature that we had to do, it was just crazy, the things that I heard. That led my daughter down the path of, you know, being diagnosed with, you know, PTSD, or so they said. No medications. I say all the time that our only medication is our father. We're not getting on any medications. Because if you can control your mind, right? Because mental health, what? Mental. It's your mind. And what happens is that our mind goes into complete overload, and we're unable to sustain ourselves. And that is how we counteract, and we just go kaboom, right? So as long as we keep, for me and my house, as we kept our mind on Jesus, my baby did not have to take any medications, praise God. And she is doing her, you know, right now she's still doing her therapy sessions and still making it, you know, happen. So I was just so excited for that. And that's my story, guys. That's my story. So we're going to go down, guys. Our phone lines are open. Really quick, across the screen, betterhealth.com. That is online counseling. You don't have to go and sit before somebody. You can do counseling there. Online, there is a text number that we have. We're going to bring up that text number because, you know, people, this is people now, right? This is our lives. You know, and sometimes people just want to text. Sometimes people just want to text a scream to get it out. And whatever it is, there is a text line that is also open. Okay, so you guys can call if you have anybody that's dealing with that, the 1-800-273-TALK, or you can text MHA to 741-741. And to my knowledge, that is a universal number, the text number. Please do not quote me. In research, that was the only text number that I saw. So I want to say that is the actual universal number across the board for you guys to be able to get in contact with someone. So help is always there. Help is always available for you. Always available for you. So let's get into some more facts, okay? And I thank you guys so much for joining. And listen, if you guys are out there, give me some hugs, right? Virtual hugs are the best hugs, and I am a hugger. Let's go ahead and hug out on each other to let each other know that we are here for each other and that we stand in the gap because we are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. Amen. So here's more facts, guys. Let's see. Where are we? We are, one moment. I'm trying to make sure I keep it small so I can see if anyone comments, I'll be able to read the comments and comment to you guys. So number 7, many people suffer from more than one mental disorder at a given time. In particular, depressive illness tend to co-occur with substance abuse and anxiety disorders. So a lot of times depression and anxiety will go together. That's just the breakdown for dummies. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is a dummy option, right? Remember earlier I said there's no book for dummies on how to deal with it. So yeah, so normally they will try to diagnose you with more than one diagnosis. There is your first diagnosis, and then there's a second diagnosis, that they will try to underlining, so to speak. So we can say depression disorder and anxiety, you know, this disorder as your co-occurring. What does that mean to me? I understand it billable-wise because of the field that I worked in. But personally, I don't understand that. I know that you can go through two things and you can have, you know, two things, but let's get out of the stigma of classifying you have this, you have this, you have that, you have those together, and just put it as we're here to help. Because when you clinically diagnose somebody, then you clinically go by the book to help them. As opposed to me just saying, I just need help right now, you know? So that is my take, and that's just how I feel about it. When I got diagnosed with anxiety, I had to do sessions when my daughter was also doing her sessions. They said, Mom, we need you to do some sessions as well because we need you to be able to reach your daughter where she is. Right. And I was all over the place myself because of what happened to my daughter. So I completely mentally shut down. I was always so jumpy. I was always so over the place. So they diagnosed me with anxiety. So with their diagnosis carries so much. Right. So my thing was, can I just be worried? Can I just have a worry tendency? Like, yeah, I'm a mom, you know, can I just have the worry tendency? No. I was clinically diagnosed with anxiety disorder. Still no meds. We didn't take any meds. There was a lot of breathing exercises that we do and things like that. I searched and searched and searched and looked for groups. There was no group online that specifically catered to me and what I was going through. So I started one. I started a group, and we would meet. Me and some parents, we would meet up. And then once the pandemic happened, it kind of like catered off and kind of went down. So yeah, there was a group that was specifically designed for parents because we feel like we're the only ones, right? Like nobody else is going through it. Nobody else's daughter tried to kill themselves today. Nobody else's son, you know, slit his wrist today. Nobody else's daughter or cousin is sitting inside of a crisis response center because they can't cope. And then you go to those places and you see so many other people and you're like, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. So yeah, so the group was started because of that and might possibly start back up again. So guys, let's do number 8. More than 70% of youth in juvenile justice systems have a diagnosed mental disorder. Can I tell you guys why I don't like that? Because it's out of the juvenile justice system, the children's places, and right off the bat, I can't The juvenile, okay, so the juvenile justice system, the juvie, yes, the juvie system. Immediately when, you know, children go in there, they automatically give them a diagnosis because they feel like you're acting out for a reason. Something is wrong with you. What's the matter with you? You're acting out for a reason. And although a lot of those children go in there and are given diagnosis, a lot of them are not being treated while they're in there. So if you have a child, a cousin, an uncle, a niece that is inside of the juvie system, work with them. You have to let them know. If you are clinically giving my child this diagnosis, then what is the next step? Because that diagnosis is going to carry on with them everywhere they go. It's going to carry on with them when they get out. It's going to carry on with them if they ever go back into treatment again, if they ever go into prison again, while they're in school. Their notebook is going to get thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. But there's going to be no treatment in place. So if someone gives you a diagnosis or give your child a diagnosis, because we're talking about in reference to the youth tonight, make sure you state on that. So if you're diagnosing my daughter with PTSD, what are we doing? They diagnosed my baby with PTSD. She only got one. She only got a primary diagnosis. Thank God. They didn't give her any depression or any anxiety to go on with that. So if you are diagnosing her with PTSD right now at this moment, what are we doing? What is her plan? What's going to be her treatment plan? How are we going to tally around this, to rally around this, to make sure that we do what it is that she needs? Because you can give a they can give your child a diagnosis and never help them. So please, please, please understand your options. And maybe I was a little bit more knowledgeable because of the field that I was in, but this is at the drop of a dime. This is looking up. If you have a child that is diagnosed with something, go online. Google is your best friend. Look up treatment for. There's treatments you can do at home. There's treatments that you can talk about with their psychiatrist, with their therapist. But do not allow the system to dictate to you, to tell you how they're going to help your child. And never allow them to use the word fix because your child's not broken. So you can't fix my child because my child's not broke. At one specific moment, they made a decision. The impulses rise. As adults, we suffer from impulse control too. That doesn't mean that I need to be fixed. The next one, guys. The next one. Transgender adults are nearly 12 times more likely to attempt suicide or have a mental diagnosis than the general population. And why is that? Now, for so many years, it was frowned upon to be transgender, to be gay, to be bisexual. The way that we see these people, that the LGBTQ, I want to be sure, LGBTQ community, the way that we see them now being out in the open, it wasn't like that so long ago. Their families denied them. So that's why we had the does anybody watch Pose? I love Pose. That's why we had the mothers, right? We had those mothers that had those houses that took in those transgenders and that took in those gays, and they rallied around themselves. LGBTQ community. And they rallied around each other. That was how they was able to stay together. That was how they was able to cope. But there was still so much that was going on with them because of their family. And their families wasn't accepting it. And even though now in this age, there's families that's still accepting it, you're accepting it now. What if I came out when I was 14 and you didn't accept it? But now that I'm 27, you accepted it. That's 13 years of hiding, 13 years of confusion, 13 years of trying to save myself, right? And then they have mental breakdowns and mental diagnosis and commit suicide and things of that nature because they can't cope, they can't deal. So guys, we're going to go ahead really, really quick. We're going to pay another bill. It looks like my computer is getting ready to go to sleep. So I'm going to plug this baby up. I thank you guys so much for joining. I thank you guys so much for being here with me. We're going to put those numbers back down across the screen to know that you guys are not alone. You are not alone. We are here and there's so many resources that is here for you right now, right here, right now. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to pay our last bill, and I'm going to plug up my computer so we can chat for the next 13 minutes uninterrupted. I'll see you guys after this commercial break.
Every occasion is a special occasion, so don't forget to book your appointment for your next occasion with Wendy Chestnut, the proud CEO of Simply Beautiful. And we guarantee your event will be merely beautiful. So contact Wendy Chestnut for your next event at 267-473-3087.
Yes, bro, my phone was getting, this computer was like, girl, go to sleep. But I'm so happy that I had the charger next to me so I was able to plug it in. So guys, listen really quick. While the numbers are going across the screen, our phone line is also going to be open. And we'll put that number up so you guys can definitely do that as well. But always go back. If you are watching us on all of our YouTube channels, then those numbers will continue to go across the screen. If you are auxing us, you guys can hear the numbers, and I'll read them out loud for you guys. BetterHealth.com, that is the online counseling. You guys can go there to get the online counseling that you need. You can also call 1-800-273-TALK or text MHA to 741-741. And then I believe that there is one more for the suicide prevention hotline. And for the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, guys, that number is 1-800-273-8255. Keep those numbers handy. Those numbers are there for your help, are there to help you, especially if you have someone who needs attention immediately. Those numbers are there for you. So I think we have about one more, guys, and our phone lines will be open. Here is the number. 646-876-9923. Again, that number is, one more time. Again, the number and the lines are open. It is 646-876-9923. The meeting ID is 821-4931-8054. No password. I would love to hear from you guys if you guys want to just call in and give your experience, because we're all survivors of something, right? We're all survivors, and we overcome by our testimonies to be able to let someone know that their test is our testimony. And let's go into, I think we have another stat fact. Let me see. Yes, and here is number 10. The most common mental illness in the U.S. is anxiety disorders, which affect 40 million adults. And that goes down to 18.1% of our population. So that means that I am in the percentile. I am in the 18.1% of the population who suffers from anxiety. Mental health and mental health. I just got upset, y'all, that I was just put in the category for anxiety. I just got upset. Mental health and substance use challenges affect everyone differently, and recognizing when to get help for yourself or offer help or support to someone else. And here is ways that you can help, right? You can always get trained in mental health first aid. And getting trained in mental health first aid, they will teach you how to firsthand deal with someone who is having an attack or having a disorder or feeling some sort of way, because there is a de-escalation method that we use or that we are taught to use to help get somebody off of the bridge. Right? Because when you're there and you're on the bridge and you're just like, yeah, I'm just getting ready to, right? Because I can't take it anymore. And that's where nervous breakdowns come in at. And people want to know, well, what is a nervous breakdown? What is going on? And nervous breakdowns happen in children and adults and teenagers, right? And the term nervous breakdown is not a clinical term. It's not even considered a mental illness, but people use it when they're having it. They say, oh, I'm just having a mental breakdown. I'm not too sure what's going on. I'm having a nervous breakdown. Or you will always hear, you know, in our community, oh, you better stop. She done had a nervous breakdown. She gonna have a nervous breakdown, right? But it's not even a term. It's not even a clinical term. It's not. But people use it when someone goes outside of themselves and act what we deem not normal or how we feel not normal or different. It's just a catch-all term. But that's not the actual term. But yet, you know, people use it. Even clinicians use it. So it just ranges from... It varies from culture to culture how the term considered a nervous breakdown will be. So, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to come and not only tell my story, but to give you guys some of the interesting facts. Because it takes over. It takes over our lives. And know that you're not alone. You're not alone. Okay? We are survivors, y'all. We have faces. There are so many people right now that is going through what you are going through. There are so many people right now that just overcame what you're going through at this very moment. Please do not allow a temporary issue to become a permanent solution. And they will always say that to my daughter. They will say, and I want to get it correct, the terminology that they use, when people fail, when they commit suicide, they used a permanent solution for a temporary problem. And a lot of times they feel like, I'm better off if I'm not here, because I don't want to go through what it is that I'm going through. But they don't know. My daughter didn't know that if she left me, you guys would have never met me. I guarantee you that. You would have never. Because that was my strength. If my daughter would have succeeded, I don't know where I would have been. If I would have even had the strength to sit before you guys and talk about it. So no, right now, that ending your life or wanting to take your life, young man, young lady, beautiful one, precious soul, is not the issue, is not the solution, is not. There's so many teen groups out here. There's so many, the consortium, I'm quite sure there's consortiums everywhere that can help you. But you, beautiful one, and I call my daughter beautiful. She's my beautiful. You are worth living. You're worth failing. So fail and fail again and fail again. And every time you feel like you want to end it, I dare you fail. I dare you to fail. I dare you to be a failure when you want to give up. I dare you become a failure when you want to end your life. Because guess what? That failure in that instance is popular. You go ahead and fail with your bad self. And know that your failing is wonderful. So I thank you guys so much for coming on. I heard this song. I was at a conference. And I heard this song. And I thought it was amazing. It was amazing, this song. And this song doesn't make me cry. So you guys don't have to worry about the tears flowing. But I love this song. It is by, she is a bullet, a spitfire bullet. I love this song. And I need you guys to listen. I need you guys to listen. And Cuzzo, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to grace your platform tonight. For allowing me to be here to talk to your peeps. I think you don't understand how much I love this. Because this is a topic that I can relate to. Right? And when you can relate to it, you like, let me tell you. Let me tell you. So I thank you for this. And Kanaya will be in contact with you because she would love to come on your show. My daughter, I call her all the time. The voice of the young people, because my baby survived. And because she is surviving, you can survive too. So no, my song is not Survivor. I know many people may have thought that was what it was going to be. It's not. This song is called The Fight Song. And it's by Rachel Platt. I love this song. And the word says, this is my fight song. Take back my life song. I love this song because I still got a little fight left in me. You got some fight left in you? I know you do. So I want to thank you guys for joining me. I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. Be sure to tune in to my cousin. Next Monday, same place, same time. But tomorrow, be sure to tune in to Brother My Brother, which airs on the TKBSDS Productions Network. Be sure to go ahead. Be sure to like and follow the Know, KNOW, BS Duo Show, where we don't tell you no, but you get the Know, the KNOW. Okay. I do apologize. Tomorrow there is no Brother My Brother, but the Touch One Zone will be there. And the Touch One Zone airs from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But in the event you guys need the Brother My Brother, it's there. Go ahead and aux us. Go ahead and listen to us. Go ahead and, you know what? Before I play the fight song, and before we end, we are going to show you guys all of our programming that air. We have some amazing shows that air under the TKBSDS Productions umbrella. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to go in to the fight song. All right, guys, see you shortly. We'll be right back. right, guys. I thank you so much for joining in. I thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to grace tonight and enter into tonight's experience with you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you guys got some awesome stats and facts out of it. I hope you guys be able to join TKBSDS Productions when we walk with Kanaya's Walkers in October. So stay tuned. The first Saturday in October, which is a great birthday present for me because my birthday is in October. So walking with my beautiful is just awesome. So here it is, guys, the fight song, okay? And no matter what happens, know that this is your fight song. Take back your life song, okay? And always know that no matter what happens, you still have a little fight left in you. I love you guys so much. And as always, it is a privilege and honor to serve you. Have a great night. Here's the song. One moment, guys. That's funny. Make a heart open. Here it comes, guys, the fight song. Let's start it from the beginning for you guys. Look, something always happens, right? Ain't that what happens? Something always, always, always happens, but that's okay. Here it is, guys, the fight song.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. There's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I'm a scream. I'm loud tonight. Can you hear my voice? This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
No, I've
I've still got a lot of fire left in me.
Listen, guys, she said, I only have one match. Just one. One match. But I can make an explosion. One match. You only got one match, y'all. And you can make an explosion. And guess what? Don't care if nobody else believe. You want to know why? Because you still got a lot of fight left in you. I still got a lot of fight left in me. We still have a lot of fight in us. I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining in. Until next time, be blessed. Cuzzo, I love you so, so much. Thank you for allowing me to grace your platform. I hope you guys had a great time. Until next time, I'll see you soon. Good night.
When you talk, you're only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. Thank you for joining. Be safe and see you next Monday.